910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Louisiana is now on track to become the first state in the nation to criminalize possession of the pills that are used in more than half of all abortions in the U.S. A bill passed this week will classify the medications as controlled substances. California Governor Gavin Newsom signing legislation that would allow Arizona doctors to temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients there. The NCAA reaching a tentative settlement that would allow athletes at some of the revenue generated in college sports. Here's ABC's Will Reeve.
Student athletes, particularly football players, have been earning money on their name, image, and likeness for a few years now, but that money has come from third-party collectives. This is an NCAA agreement that would cover all sports, and there's still a lot to untangle in this complex web, but it could be a potentially major development.
Thursday, the second busiest airline travel day on record. The TSA says it screened more than 2,887,000 people. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee is turning up the pressure on the Secret Service to move the designated protest area during the summer's national convention in Milwaukee farther away from Fiserv Forum. The RNC is even accusing the Secret Service of not properly addressing security. It claims the convention's security perimeter could open attendees up to a risk of violence. Black voters could hold the keys to the White House this year. Black voters turn out at higher rates than other people grouped by race, but Rashawn Ray of the Brookings Institution says they don't vote as a monolith.
There are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Black voters are overwhelmingly Democratic. Only about 10% consistently vote for Republicans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth company is planning to plant over 1,000 native trees at Amity Creek near the Seven Bridges Road. According to a WDIO report, LOLL Designs will plant over 1,000 white pine trees and over 100 white cedar trees in the area in an effort to improve its biodiversity. Officials say the additional trees will help stabilize the soils in the area, provide shade for wildlife, protect other native plants in the area, and slow runoff and erosion to protect the landscape for Duluth residents for years to come. A 17-year-old Duluth girl has died after being involved in a side-by-side accident earlier this month. According to the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office, the girl was riding as a passenger in the two-seater machine with three other people who were also injured in the May 6th crash. Authorities announced she died on Wednesday. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office believes that alcohol may have been a factor in the crash and expects to refer the case to the county attorney's office to file charges against the 18-year-old driver. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, reporting from Boston, Massachusetts, where the Brewers and the Red Sox face off tonight. No one is more excited to play in Fenway Park this weekend than Sal Frelick, who grew up here but says he feels right at home inside the Brewers clubhouse.
Love everybody in this clubhouse. I think we all mesh really well together, pitchers, position players, everybody, staff. So, yeah, when you get rolling like that, and that it is contagious. Everyone feels good going into the next day.
NBA, the Celtics beat the Pacers here in Boston 126-110 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics now with a 2-0 lead. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers wrapping up week one of OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he's looking for the most.
Compete. Bring great energy each and every day, and I think the guys have responded well to that. You know, it's early, but I'm really excited about this group and their ability to come together, compete, to push each other.
That's Matt LaFleur from Boston with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get some locally heavy rain too. Quarter to a half inch or more possible. Our high 67, tonight 39, tomorrow mostly sunny 70 on Sunday. A few showers 68, Memorial Day scattered showers 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for a special Best of Devil's Advocates. Never Trumper, former Congressman Joe Walsh, and my Congressman Mark Pocan.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice.
Maurice?
Because I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong.
All right, welcome back to a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Friday's with my co-host Sandy Williams just joining us. We just got through the last couple segments having a conversation about Donald Trump, who, you know, said that the president of the United States, you know, basically was ordering a hit on him by the FBI. And so we had a caller call and said that she was outraged that we are having these conversations about Donald Trump and we're not being fair. And I will say this, and then we'll go to the phone lines. If Donald Trump would stop making outrageous statements and endangering the lives of people, as if the FBI somehow was threatening his life, which is 100% inaccurate, then, you know, then I'll stop talking about it. But as long as he can continue to say these things in the face of things that we know are 100% untrue, you know, then we're not doing our jobs if we ignore that because it hurts somebody's feelings. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Hey, Earl. Hey, Earl. Happy Friday now.
Yeah, likewise. Likewise.
My call. And yeah, thanks. And I am responding to the young lady's call.
Julie.
You know, there's something. Yeah, well, I don't mean one personalize it, but, you know, there's something about the, this group of people that don't want to hold Donald Trump accountable for anything. You know, it doesn't matter if it's the rape conviction, it doesn't matter about the fraud convictions. It doesn't matter to them about the big lie that he still perpetuates. Now he's lying about assassination plots birthed from the Biden Justice Department. This is crazy. The normalization of crazy is kind of got us, I think, into a really bad spot here. And I got to ask, you know, what in the world are we even doing having a conversation with about Donald Trump, a man who not only him, but many others in his party refused to sign off that they will accept a certified election outcome. We're setting ourselves up for disaster here. They're digging their heels in. They're not being flexible. They're not talking in normal terms. No, they're talking in terms of taking over our government. Where's the loyalty to the U.S. Constitution and the system that these our founding fathers so brilliantly put together? I would say that these right wingers need to, first of all, hold their own candidates accountable, take care of their own house, their own mess, because guess what? You didn't do it this time, and now all of America, and many would say much of the world, is dealing with the consequence of it. You know, this machine of right-wing, I think you called it outrage politics before. Have you heard how they refer to President Biden and his family for the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years? Have you heard how they talk about the Democrats, these right-wing, I would say influencers, certainly not journalists? Have you heard how they describe America and what's going to happen if Biden wins the election? And you're worrying about coddling Trump? Young lady, I got to tell you, you got to learn how to lose elections. You got to learn how to play by the rules and not by stacked courts. And finally, we the people need to ask ourselves, what are we doing here? Why are we even allowing this guy to run for office when the whole party, not only him, but the whole party won't even sign off on certified election outcomes? This is crazy train that we're on here. And many of us are frustrated. We're not condescending. We're wondering, where the hell are you? Where's the common sense in what you're seeing with your own eyes, in listening, in what you're hearing with your own ears? Are we so blind to the truth that we don't hold our own candidates accountable? Come on now.
Hey, Mike. Very well said. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond to anything Mike said?
No, well, I do think one thing that's striking. I noticed that Senator Ron Johnson most recently said that when asked that he wouldn't commit now to honor the outcome of the election. And, you know, when people say that, you could think, well, what he's saying is he wants the election to be subject to potentially being contested in court. But no, what the question is will you honor a certified election? Okay, the certification for an election comes after all those contests that might occur in courts to contest the outcome. So what these people are saying when they're saying they won't necessarily honor it is they're not necessarily going to honor the outcome of an election even after it's been tested in the courts, which is the position Donald Trump has taken most recently. You know, he still says that the election was stolen from him in spite of the decision of, I think it's 65 different litigations in which all of them determined that the election was as it was.
Well, you know, Sandy, what Mike is saying is, okay, these people are congressmen and senators. They're not average everyday Joes. They're sworn.
Well, right. I mean, if you're sworn to uphold the Constitution,
yes.
Everyone who's ever looked at democracy has come to the conclusion that the orderly transition of power from one elected official to the next is the bedrock of democracy. Because in a democracy, you'll have disagreements, right? You'll have parties that believe this and another party that believes that. And either this or that is going to get elected in the outcome of the election. And if this gets elected and the that's won't accept the election, you've just had a breakdown.
Well, so, and Sandy, this then becomes the norm.
Well,
right?
Yes. I mean, I think the other point that he made is that we can't normalize all of this. And that's where I'm afraid we've come, because when we talk about it every day, even if it's outrageous, the outrageous becomes less than outrageous when it's talked about all the time. And I think that's the problem. We've become inured to this kind of discussion and this kind of conduct, and we have to be more vigilant than that. We have to stay awake. It's like getting hypnotized if you're a pilot of a plane. You don't want that to happen.
No. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Thanks for hanging. You say what?
What do I say? Well, first of all, Sandy, you and I have never heard you being condescending. I don't even know if you know how to do that. you are intelligent. You go by facts. and you're not swayed by any political party. And this woman obviously is swayed by a political party. And this is one of the, what I would call dog whistles for the Republicans. They call into the radio stations where facts are being stated, and then they cry. And then you're the mean beast because you are bringing the facts to the people. I applaud both you and Earl. Keep on going. I support you 100%. The only thing that I am concerned right now is this. If you've been reading about the flags that the Republicans are flying, the upside down American flag, and I can't remember the name of the one with the green tree, but these are also dog whistles. These are whistles of call to arms. And that is what I am really concerned about. I don't care about what they say. I don't even care about what Donald Trump, as outrageous as it is, what he says. But if some of these people who are fully armed decide to do something about the election, and I mean do something, I don't want to see fighting and shooting. I don't want to see a civil war. And that's kind of the thing that they're pressing that I'm concerned about, is that we might be invested in, we might come to arms to be shooting and destroying things in this country. And I thought we came past that. But that's all I have to say.
Well, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call, Susan. You want to respond to any of this?
Well, thank you, Susan, for defending me. I don't know if I am or not, but I certainly try not to be. But that's condescending. I mean, I do think that one of the scary things about saying that you aren't willing to accept a certified election is if you don't accept a certified election that's been adjudicated, what is left to contest an election that's been decided by the courts and is now certified other than something else, like what happened January 6th or what could happen in the future? So that's the most troublesome part to me about people saying they won't accept the outcome of a certified election, because that question, and maybe people don't understand the question, but I think the question is intended to mean an election that has already been tested by the courts and is now certified.
You know, Sandy, as you stated before, this has become the norm, and Mike from Kenosha said, because here we are, it's 2024, and they're still saying the election was stolen. There's an election around the corner. 4 years later, they're still whining and crying, and Donald Trump is still saying that election was stolen. And he's planning to continue to plant this seed in the minds of people that our election system is no good. It can't ever be trusted. And there are people that, Sandy, who fight wars.
Well, that is the basis. I mean, most civil wars actually revolve around elections, okay, and the claim that an election was rigged or was false. And so, you know, that was the Maidan so-called revolution in Ukraine in 2014, but it's also been the source of many, many uprisings.
All right, 844-967-2789. We'll come right to you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams.
Well, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama, 'cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Let's go to Mike from Muscadet. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yes, Earl, thank you for taking my call. There's Julie that called in earlier. I have a tendency to agree with her. You guys kind of beat up on the Trumpster all the time. And maybe you are a little condescending in that fact. You know, I seen Uncle Joe on TV the other day, and he's referred to Kamala Harris
I'm going to give you a chance to speak. But you said we're condescending in talking about Trump. And then you come on and say you saw Uncle Joe. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. You can't say we're being condescending to Donald Trump, and then you refer to the president of the United States as Uncle Joe, sir. Go ahead.
Well, okay, President Biden, then, if you prefer that, looks confused on the world stage. I mean, if you can see the man, he's frail. Why doesn't he just step down? I mean, the other world leaders see this guy as weak. I mean, that's why we got wars everywhere. They walk all over this guy. He's a sock puppet. Come on. Really?
So
you can't see that?
So Mike, you began by saying Sandy and I are condescending when we talk about Donald Trump, and then you just said some negative things constantly about President Joe Biden. You don't see the difference?
Earl, that's the truth. The guy's he's not there. It's sad.
And Donald Trump is.
He should be in a home. If his family lets him run again, that's terrible. So, that's elderly abuse, in my opinion.
So your thoughts?
He's not mentally fit.
Okay, Sandy, you want to respond at all to Mike?
Well, I think the wars around the
Thank
world.
Thank you very much for the call,
Mike. The concept, that the reason for the wars that have occurred is because Joe Biden is weak, is kind of nonsensical and contrary to facts. I mean, the fact is that he's being criticized for the level of military support that he's providing to Ukraine. I think everyone who looks at the situation believes that, yes, Ukraine might not have happened under a Trump presidency because Trump would have forced Ukraine to negotiate with Russia and to negotiate a settlement with Russia that was favorable to Russia with respect to the way Ukraine would carry out its foreign affairs and its commercial affairs. And, you know, whether that's the right foreign policy or not, that isn't a matter of toughness. That's the opposite of toughness. And the same is true with respect to the Israeli situation. I don't think anyone has suggested that because Joe Biden was in office, Hamas decided to carry out what it did and to initiate the conflict that is now going on with Israel. My problem is we should just stick to facts, and facts aren't condescending. Facts are facts, and we ought to just relate to facts and figure out what we think of candidates when we look at them in a factual context.
All right, let's go to Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, Sharky. You say what, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll tell you what, a vision always sticks in my head. Now, I'm not going to say it was a circus, but when President's 45, they were airlifting him to the hospital from the White House. And so he was evidently getting treated for medical purposes. What it was, I really couldn't tell you that. But everybody was concerned, as they should be, for our president. But what sticks in my mind is at one point he jockeyed out of his hospital room, and he ended up in a limo, driving around the facility near the hospital. And what stuck in my mind was, here I'm looking at a a Secret Service guy in the front seat passenger, and I swear this guy's wrapped with a shower curtain because he wasn't prepared to be with the president while he was potentially exposed to some disease.
Well, it was COVID. It was when Trump had COVID that this all happened.
Right, right. So, I mean, it always stuck in my head. It was like, was that an act? Was it a circus? I'm glad he's okay, but admit what it was. I mean, admit that you were trying to sway a little this, a little that, but it was disgusting to me if it was truly deemed a circus, and I don't know how we'll ever find out.
Hey, Sharky, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John from Boaz. Good morning to you, John. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And I'm going to be saying that you guys are on the right road as far as journalism goes, because journalism to me is opinion versus a balancing act between facts and opinions. There's a good and evil, right and wrong. It's obvious that Trump is a sore loser. And Sandy, you're a real deep thinker. It's not that you're condescending anybody. It's just that you think a lot deeper than most people as a journalist. In politics, if you look at Trump's first time as a president, John Bolton wrote a really nice book about it, and here's some of the facts. When it comes to Iran sending missiles across and attacking our vessels and sinking them, including drones, Trump was at a loss of what to do. He is comparable to Hitler because 100 years ago, Hitler got in trouble and thrown in jail for doing the exact thing that Trump did on January 6th. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Don. You know, guys, hang on the lines. 844. Oh, we can take. Okay, let's bring Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. What I can't understand is, I don't know, did you see it again in the paper? The man, they found more documents. I think they were located in his bedroom this time. I mean, here's this guy, classified documents. Don't you want a president that you can trust with our security? I don't understand. What is wrong with people? You want a man in there so the country is safe. This man is nuts. He talks about Hannibal Lecter. I mean, the guy doesn't even make sense. This guy's nuts. He should be put in an insane asylum. Some of these guys that call in, you know, you guys tell the truth. And apparently, these people, there's a few of them there that can't handle the truth. So anyhow, you guys have a good weekend, and thank you for your show.
Hey, Don, thank you very much. All you guys hang on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. It's Friday. It's Friday's my co-host Sandy Williams and you. She might fade away. She might fade away. She might fade away. She might fade away. She might fade away.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. Wisconsin is gearing up for a busy summer tourism season. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A grand opening was held for a former school converted into a 122 mixed-use residential apartment building. According to a WDIO report, Thursday's grand opening for the old Central High School building featured a number of community members who used to be students or teachers in the building, but are now thrilled to see the historic building get a new lease on life. Officials say about 70% of the apartments in the building are now taken, covering studio apartments to three-bedroom apartments. The Duluth YWCA will host an event for residents at Clyde Ironworks next Thursday. The annual Mission Soiree aims to raise money to support the organization's programs for women in the area, like the Young Mothers Housing Program and their Early Childhood Education Center. Organizers of the event are hoping for a great deal of community support for the critical programs, and the event will include food, music, and a silent auction. Anybody interested in attending can find more information on the YWCA website. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Imagine having to go on TV or write a book to tell the world you are not a racist. Such is the case with actor Michael Richards. Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld, is promoting his new book, Entrances and Exits. In a recent interview, the actor addressed his onstage incident in 2006 at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles. After being heckled, Richards launched into a racist rant, which included the N-word. Richards continues to claim he's not a racist and has apologized numerous times on TV, including on The Late Show with David Letterman. Apparently, there is trouble in paradise, or Los Angeles, in the form of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's marriage. Sources close to the couple say they are not getting along. What? I have no doubt they will work it out and live happily ever after. Between them, they've been married 6 times, so they should be really good at it by now. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get some locally heavy rain too. Quarter to a half inch or more possible. Our high 67, tonight 39, tomorrow mostly sunny 70 on Sunday. A few showers, 68 Memorial Day, scattered showers, 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by U.S. Supreme Court expert and attorney Daniel Cotter. I'll also be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter James Causey. What is up with student-teacher affairs?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Brady Street and summer, stolen the vine. All them dapper couples in their summer get-up, looking so fine.
All right. Welcome back to a fast-flowing Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy. Sandy, you got some music. Who is this?
Well, that's a guy named Peter Mulvey, but the song is called The Brady Street Stroll. And if you'd listen to it, it's actually all about a stroll down a street in Milwaukee called Brady Street. The prior one was Steve Miller Band was a while ago. He was a UW guy, and this has all been Wisconsin musicians.
All right, let's get to these phone lines that have been really burning up. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. I was going to comment that all the bumper music was all artists from Milwaukee. I'd like to just point out that this is like the third, fourth time now this week alone that I have heard people telling you guys about, you know, being condescending or talking about how we're all picking on Trump and how we should stop doing that. Sandy, you are far from condescending. The way I look at you is you are someone who is incredibly intelligent, who is telling it like it is. And you're like a teacher who I am listening to and I am learning from. I don't look at you, either of you, as condescending. Your callers who have been calling in about this are all people who have drank the Kool-Aid, so to speak. They have to watch Fox. They have to watch OAN and Newsmax and all that. They talk about Biden not being competent and all this. I don't see it. What I see it when I'm watching that stuff, because they are just giving you a little snippet of stuff and not the whole picture. Like Biden shaking hands with nobody. Well, if you would pan back, you would see exactly what was going on there. But you think Fox or any of those people are going to show that? And everyone sees that, or not everyone, the Fox people and their ilk see that, and that is what they believe. This last caller who was talking about how Biden is not competent anymore couldn't be farther from the truth. If anyone, Biden knows more about world politics and how to handle these people than any of those MAGA people would ever. If they were in charge, we would be in a full world war. I'm furious that I hear this kind of stuff that's happening. People are just willfully being ignorant of what is going on with Trump, and that you cannot take that man. You have to take him seriously at everything he says, just like our Supreme Court, the three people that he elected, all three of them said they were not going to do anything about abortion, that it was a done deal and all that. What happened? They lie to us. Trump lies to us. The Republicans lie to us. They say one thing and something a little later on comes completely different.
Hey, Tom.
And that's all I got to say.
Thank you very much for the call. You know, let me say to Sandy, this text message, really important text message before we go back to the phone lines. Calvin is pretty condescending himself, according to Tony. Hey, Calvin, you're condescending, huh?
Yeah, I hope Tony's joking.
Yeah, he is joking.
No, I know.
All right.
So I just wanted to remind people, well, the drunk the Kool-Aid is a saying that came from the Jamestown situation. And Jamestown was a place where a religious cult were all persuaded to drink cyanide-laced Kool-Aid.
Right.
And the result was that they all died.
Yeah.
So drinking the Kool-Aid doesn't always end up with a good outcome.
Okay, let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for the call.
Good morning, Earl, since my name has been invoked. First off,
forgot about
that. I'm a really, really happy person, first off. Second, every time I start off my diatribe each day, I say, we, the people, that means all of us, are the government. So I'm not talking us liberals are the government. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm talking about you, Julie. Julie, I'm from a small town, like you're from Franklin. I'm from a small town called Durand, Wisconsin, a town of 2,000 people. You and I probably would be very good friends. I feel like what's happening is you guys are starting to work the refs, is what you're trying to do, just like Donald Trump works the refs. Donald Trump probably would tell you today that 2016 was rigged, because he was saying that before he even won the election over Hillary Clinton. So this is part of your diatribe. All I'm trying to do is talk about getting money out of politics. Julie, do you agree with me that we should get money out of politics? All I did was to offer you to listen to Jane Elliott, who is someone that's a white woman that was a school teacher years ago that talked about black people. Also, Julie, I find Sandy quite arrogant, quite Harvard arrogant in some ways. But you know what? He's an acquired taste. And if you quit, just keep on listening, you probably will find that he really isn't that arrogant. And if you want to know the truth, I get more angry at Sandy because sometimes I think he's too far to the middle of the road and isn't as much of an FDR Democrat as I am. So, you know, I think they must have a right balance going on here at the show in terms of what they're doing. I am not an angry person. Julie, I would be the first person if it was, I would ask you this question. Is your income, I know you have a nice little family with your nice farm, and I'm sure.
Tom. Okay. Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, we can't get personal. And you know, none of us. Let's go to Jean from Eau Claire. Hey, good morning to you, Jean.
Hi, guys. Great show. When I was younger and when I was getting my master's, I forgot my master's, 30 toward a PhD, my college professors always said to me that I was the most non-judgmental person that they ever met. I couldn't judge. I always looked at backgrounds. I always looked at the facts. And I come off a lot of times as judgmental because I've been watching live what people are saying and doing that are hurting my fellow Americans. I do not like bullies, have always since I've been a little kid, got in there and fought for people who are being taken advantage of and being bullied. Now, you guys, I love you, but sometimes I tell you, I get just as frustrated as Tom because you try overly hard to be fair, just like I used to do, but when things are going to hurt everybody in this country, we need to get the signal out there. We're not trying to beat on people. And like Sandy says, you say the facts. It's really important. But sometimes the facts are so important that you need to be focused on them. And anybody, I challenge everybody to watch the House Republicans. They haven't passed anything. They show porn on the floor. I mean, this is what I saw with my own eyes. I saw Donald Trump with my own eyes pushing people from other countries out of the way so he could get up there to get his picture taken. I saw him fighting to get parades for himself, let alone be not supportive of our vets and of our military. I seen him when he was in Russia believing Putin over our people. You guys, don't watch Fox. Watch with your own eyes. There are places like PBS where you can watch what really happened. It takes a while, but you can see the whole picture. You need to see the entire picture. These people here, you guys, are fair and sometimes too fair, because there's a lot of us here that have been listening nonstop to conservative lies. Oh, and by the way, my area here, you know, outside of Eau Claire, we've been losing your signal a lot. And in fact, when you talk about issues like that, the other stations around are so loud that they are driving out your radio station. But today it went out on me again, and I just got it back after being out for several days. So thank you so much. Please hang in there. You are great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. And I'm sure they're listening about the signal in Eau Claire. 844-967-2789. Got a couple lines open. Now's a good time to get in. So, Sandy, you and I did not, you know, attempt to have this conversation to bring the ire up of the people who support Donald Trump. We didn't sit down and plan this out.
No, I think our intent has been to try to understand those who follow Donald Trump and to understand why, and to get an insight into why it is that people have that are reaching the political judgments they're reaching on both sides of the aisle. But, you know, it's, you can't please everyone all the time. I like the idea of being an acquired taste. I hadn't thought about that before. I wonder how long it takes.
I have to say this. Tony and PJ are both right. If you're having problems getting our signal, get the Civic Media app. And Tony, thank you. And thank you, PJ, for reminding me. Get the Civic Media app, and you won't ever have that problem with us going in and out. It's 100%.
Stream it rather than use the airways.
Yeah, stream it. It's always better to do that. And maybe Julie is, you know, from my time and kind of taken, and yours, Sandy, and it's a little, you know, strange for us to get associated with the new technology, but the new technology basically never fails. So Sandy, let me say a couple more words, and then we'll change the subject as we, come into the last segment. But, you know, Sandy, this election is around the corner. And so if we're told and dictated to about how we should cover it and what we can and cannot say, based on people's perceptions that we are all in it for one side or the other, then I don't think we're doing ourselves, you know. I know you. You know me. That's not who we are.
Well, I think the objectivity is what we're shooting for. I mean, nobody's objective truly. I mean, everyone has their built-in biases. I think we try to talk about our biases as well, so people can understand where we're coming from when we talk about the things we talk about. But that's journalism, and radio journalism, and I hopefully we're trying to get back in the direction of what radio journalism used to be, which is to search out and to try and talk about things factually.
And again, I will stop having these kinds of conversations about presidential candidate Donald Trump when he stops saying outlandish things. And I told Sandy, we're going to invite, in the next week or so, I promise we'll have the head of the FBI in the Midwest on here as a guest. We're going to have him on the show with Sandy and I. And you'll be able to ask him some questions about how the FBI feels about what's been said about them. Sandy, I think it's important, right? Is it important that...
Well, I think what is important is that we maintain the pillars of justice and the things that maintain the rule of law in the United States, because that's at the heart of our country, and it's at the heart of what it is that allows people to achieve prosperity. I mean, it's the golden goose. You know, we have the rule of law. It opens the door to everyone in this country to move upward. And if we don't have it, if we lose it, if it becomes a partisan tool rather than a neutral tool that implements the rule of law, we will be very, very sorry. Very sorry.
All right. 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. We'll return.
By the Oakland and Deer, but over by Van Buren Street, old Baldoni echoes hang in the air. All those echoes hang in the air.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes, I can't believe, of the Earl Ingram show today. You know, it's been a great show. As always, and you know, thank you. What would radio be without listeners, Sandy?
An echo chamber.
Yeah. So thank all of you for supporting us. Let's go to the phone lines and Tim from Eau Claire. Hey, good morning to you, Tim. You say what?
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Well, I've been listening to your program, and you know, like Julie calling in there, these people, they just don't want to hear facts. Or if they hear them, they don't believe them. I was listening to a so-called Christian radio show yesterday with two women, and they were talking about Biden and how we got to vote for Trump. And he said that look at how Biden is out there buying votes with, you know, the canceling the student debt. And then they said, and then look at, he's lowering gas prices to get votes, as if the president could lower the gas prices. You know, call all the gas stations and say, lower your prices now. Yeah. People, they just don't want to hear stuff. They don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, thank you very much for the call. Sandy.
And lowering taxes wasn't buying votes, I guess, during the Trump. I mean, you know, noteworthy thing that actually happened as a result of congressional and presidential action under the Trump administration was the reduction of taxes, which I think could be another pathway towards something that could be accused of buying votes.
You know, Sandy, one thing that's for certain, and not just because of the show today, but the last 4 years, we already know that our nation is in turmoil. And our nation is in upheaval. And so we know kind of why. And the fact that people have chosen to be on this side. There's always been people who are on one side or the other. That's why there were Democrats and Republicans. They always saw things differently. But it's different this time, Sandy.
Yeah, we need to. I mean, the problem is that turmoil. Arguments, disagreements are one thing. Turmoil, and that's leading in the direction of disequilibrium, where instead of getting smoother and moving in a direction that's going to satisfy more people, it appears that we have a segment, at least, of people who are looking to move things in the direction of breaking things up, leaving open the opportunity to potentially dispute elections that are certified is the ultimate kind of Trump card to be put. I don't mean that to use the word Trump, but it is a pun, I guess. But I mean, I think what we have to be careful about is we've got to start doing things that move the American social and political scene back in the direction of equilibrium and away from moving apart towards more turmoil. And that's what troubles me. I want us to move in the direction of less turmoil and more something that feels like equilibrium.
Sandy, how do we get that back? Let's say Joe Biden wins. How do we heal the wound? Let's say Donald Trump wins. How do we heal the wound? And that's what people have to start thinking about. It. Isn't it safe to say that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just think we need to start getting more civilized, more civil, and more respectful, and more open to listening, and get rid of name calling, get rid of some of the breakdown of norms that has happened in politics. Is very disturbing, because that breakdown in norms has spread to society. So the kind of conduct that we just saw this last week between two congresswomen, name calling in Congress, is something that we should not be tolerating, because when you spread that out into society generally, you end up with something that is far less civilized and far less comfortable than what we ought to have.
Well, you know, Sandy, we saw another time in this nation where over 620,000 Americans lost their lives fighting other Americans. Not somebody outside of the nation, somebody inside of the nation. And, you know, nobody's projecting that that civil war is brewing. But there's some civil unrest that is brewing in this country, Sandy. We can't be unmindful of that.
Well, yes. And in fact, when you look at terrorist actions in the United States, if you look at the terrorist actions that have occurred based on American citizens, okay, there's been a substantial number of terrorist acts by American citizens who are basically taking on the rest of America, okay? They're attacking America for whatever their reasons are. And we tend to always think of terrorists as people who come from abroad, come here to try and turn America upside down. But most of the terrorist acts we have are occurring within America by Americans. And we're having an increasing amount of that. And I fear that it's because we have this breakdown in norms where we're no longer respectful of one another, and we're actually not respectful of the American, the pillars of what make America, our Constitution, the pillars of justice, and it's a dangerous trend.
You know, Sandy, my fear is that there's nobody who can bring this back together. When people have decided and made up their minds that it's either going to be the way I see it, or I'm not going to be a part of that, they're in these silos that, you know, you almost can't.
I think what we need to dispense with in America, and I'm not attacking the brand, but no more Kool-Aid. I think Kool-Aid on the left, Kool-Aid on the right, we need to not be drinking this stuff, because it has a horrible outcome in the context of cult behavior and cult-ish following of a belief system. What we need is to get back to facts and get back to discourse.
Have a happy and safe Memorial Day. And Tony says Dolly Parton could heal the rift. Tony, man, Tony, it's funny. But thank everybody who made the show. Go have a happy Memorial Day. Calvin, thank you for all you do. Thank all of you listeners and all of you callers. You make the show what it is. Up next, Greg Bott. And it looks like Brian. Okay. Brian Kelly on the Jane Matinere, Matinere on Air. See you later.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinere and Greg Bock.
Jane is off, but I, Greg Bock, am your host for today, and we welcome guests Matthew Filipovich, Esther Flones, and we have fancy Brian Kelly as our guest host for the first hour. Join us.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Candoc, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.